first-person singular. Views expressed are those of the author. Rogelio Valdez Perez has a very special friend.
My grandfather had cancer. But don't worry, he's alive. My Nino is almost 80, and he's still as perky as a child. A funny friend who plays the harmonica and makes delicious quesadillas. He's a treasure to me and my family. I was 6 years old when I rushed to the hospital with my parents after school one day. The car ride was silent. No radio, no parents talking about the bills, just the hum of our Honda on the freeway. We stayed in the waiting room until the sun fell asleep that day. I got scared. Alarms went off in my small brain when I realized I was still in the hospital past dark. My eyes clouded up with water and worry for my friend. My dad comforted me, wanting to cry for his dad too. "No llores, mijo," he told me. "Don't cry. He's going to be okay." We left the hospital, only to come back the next morning. I saw my grandpa, sitting up in his bed. Golden sunlight from the window illuminated him as he sipped on some apple juice. My heart cheered, knowing my friend was okay. "Hola, mi Roger," he called out to me. My little legs quickly took me to hug him. "Nino, can you make me some quesadillas when we get home?" I asked. He laughed. And now my friend still greets me with the same joy and food when I visit. I'm so lucky to have my grandfather.
Rogelio Valdez Perez is a student in Rachel Goodman's broadcasting class at Cabrillo College. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.